Hey y'all, what's good?
Welcome back.
It's your girl, she's exclusive.
It's your boy Tony T.
And this is Exclusive Talk with She and T.
Hey, and you know we got a real one in the building today. Oh, from Louisville and Chicago. Down located in Texas at the moment. The real deal lock.
What it do?
What's up? How are you?
I'm alright. How you doing?
Welcome in. Welcome in the time. Appreciate you coming into the studio. Yes, we want to give a shout out to Free Game Productions.
Definitely shout out to Free Game Productions. Family. That's when y'all heard me when I was at the mix and I kept saying network, make the network.
Hey.
And I was like, shout out Free Game Productions. That's what I'm talking about.
Did you get your 5 followers?
I got like 8. I appreciate it.
Follow up with it.
Definitely. Where he at? We're going to have to count you up, bro.
For those that don't know, you definitely want to make sure you tap in and always network. Networking is key. You never know what you come into just by knowing somebody.
Exactly.
Especially a real one like this one right here, man. So let everybody know where you're from.
Man, I'm from Louisville, Kentucky, but I live in Chicago right now. I've been in Louisville, Kentucky most of my whole life. I moved to Chicago like 2 years ago.
Okay.
But yeah.
What made you move?
Louisville's too small for me. It's way too small. I'm a big city person, you see, so I couldn't stay in Louisville for long, and you know, everybody know each other and what.
So it was like one of them smaller towns that you grew up in?
Yeah.
Or?
It ain't real small, but it's small enough.
Cause the movies make it seem small type shit.
What movie you seen that?
Just motherfucking Louisville. All I see is a bat.
Yeah, when you think of that, you think small.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, Kentucky Derby, like that's it. Riding around Kentucky eating chicken on Derby.
Real shit.
That's what we known for. That's what it is though. But like when the Derby come around, it bring a lot of people out. That's like a real big event. But Louisville is small. Well, now it's big. We done overpopulated, I feel like, because we done got like 3,000 or 4,000 people from out of town that moved in trying to get jobs from like Ford and GE and whatnot.
Okay.
But like when I was growing up, yeah, it was real small. And okay, I feel like I'm a big city person. That's why I'm in Houston right now.
Hey, you gotta spread your wings, man. You gotta get out there and fly if you want to get high. You know what I'm saying?
Since you've been in Houston, tell me 3 good things that has happened.
3 good things that's happened since I've been here?
The top 3 things that you could think of.
Wait, first, because I know you from Louisville, hopped in Chicago.
Yeah.
Been there last 2 years?
Yeah.
When did you come down here?
I'm still in Chicago. I touched down here last Friday.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you just getting your feet in the dirt. Is this your first time down here?
Nah, it's my third.
Okay.
The first time I came down here, I was with, it's dude, well, his name is Manny Sauce now, but I was with this dude named, he was called Gray Tape at the time, and he was showing me around, like, the Screw Studio and everything. That was my first time.
Mm.
I think I was on my way to South by Southwest. And then my second time was a couple weeks ago. And, man, I went to V-Live, and, hey, man, I went to Crazy Boy.
That's right. No, yeah, y'all was right down the way. Y'all was right down the way again. Shit, yeah. Down the street.
And right. Now I'm back. I'm back for the third time.
Welcome back. They say the third time's the charm.
Mm-hmm.
So, like she say, what's the third thing with 3 good things that happened?
Since
you've been here.
Damn.
The three good things is the connects and the networking. That's 1. 2. Okay. I would say the weather, but man, that humidity is crazy, man. You know,
hey, but right. Like, that humidity is
crazy. Man, you ain't even felt the worst, so
you get used to it.
2. I'ma say the women. 2. I'ma say the women. Y'all got some beautiful women down here in Houston.
Okay.
We sure do.
Yeah.
I kind of married one myself.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I don't know. If I had to live down here, I'd probably be married by now, too.
Okay, so let me ask you, How did you tap in with your management? Is your management from here or?
Nah, he's actually from Detroit. He's actually from Detroit, Michigan. But he moved to Louisville before I moved to Chicago. And, you know, we bumped into each
Cross
other.
Crossed paths right there. Okay.
And then the rest is history.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Look at that.
Shout out to you people.
Shout out to
they
my
in the building.
Yeah.
Camera, y'all can't see them,
people.
But they here.
Hey, the people is here.
So, you know, Fresh, you know, my nigga Reese, what it do.
Okay, so, yeah, let's get into, how did you get into music? What inspired you to even start rapping?
Man, my homie inspired me to, like, start actually getting into rap, like, because, like, he was rapping at the time, and his daddy was rapping at the time, and that made me want to rap. I saw him doing what he was doing, and I'm like, man, I won't do that. And I just started, he taught me how to write bars. I wrote, started learning how to write bars, and then around, like, I think it was when I was about 10, 11.
Nigga, wait, you was saying bars?
What you think I was saying?
Bars. I'm like, what?
I got you.
Bars.
I learned how to, you know, write bars. So, but yeah, and then it was like around I was 10 or 11, and about 17, 18, I started taking it serious.
So you've been taking it serious from there. Is that is music full time for you, or is that something that you kind of do between here and work?
It's I would say full time, even though I still do got a job, because like some of this music I be writing while I'm working, so I be working while I ain't at work, or I be working while I'm at work.
Right.
You know, so it's
that's
like
where
I,
it come
I got,
in. At.
Yeah, I got two full time jobs.
I definitely Thanks. Understand that.
Hard working. This shit is a job, man. It's nothing but just hard work, sweat, and hard work.
Man, but you got to keep going, though.
That's it. The consistency is key in this all.
So tell me, what was your first major project for you?
My first major project for me, it was called Real Deal Reloaded, and it's still out, like, on YouTube, Spinrilla, my mixtape.
Real Deal Reloaded, huh?
Real Deal Reloaded.
Uh-oh.
That was my first one.
That was that first one?
Yeah.
Real Deal Reloaded.
Yeah.
Nope, not related.
He gonna put you on the spot.
I'm cool with that. Nah, let me go and get you together right
now. So you've been taking it, like, seriously since 18. How old are you?
I'm 29.
29.
Yeah.
So you've been working this full time, hard, good 10, 12 years.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
That's some hard work. Right,
I wouldn't
have
guessed
man.
You was 29, though.
You said what?
I wouldn't have guessed you was 29.
How
do
you think I would?
I don't know. I wasn't going to say 29.
You think I'd be older or younger?
No, younger.
For real?
Vibes, I got you.
I got young, you. Because I've been old like a motherfucker.
All right,
yeah, we don't
so want to
get so
let's get past that real quick. We're going to get into one real here. The real deal.
Yeah.
The real deal. Now, where was you making your music at? At this point in time, was it that music that was being made in like in the closet? Or were you in the studio?
Nah, I was in the real studio.
Okay.
Shout out my nigga Mars.
Mars.
Yeah, it's my engineer.
Shout out Mars.
Yeah, Mars is my engineer, man. Shout out Mars, man. That nigga, he take care of me on the quality.
Okay.
So is that, you still send him shit to even to this day to kind of tweet and work for you? Or that was just, you know, one of the ones, the day ones that you started off with?
Man, he in Louisville, Kentucky, and I don't send nothing. I go to him still.
That's a deal,
From
yeah.
Chicago, I go to him.
That's a deal.
Yeah.
Shit, you got it. If you want it, you got to get there.
It's the chemistry, you feel? It's the chemistry, and he know my sound, you feel me? So, like, I don't want to, I mean, I ain't saying this is bad, but me personally, like, I don't want to, like, because when I meet a new engineer in Chicago, I'm going to have to spend more money for him to actually getting to know my sound and my quality before I can even start investing money into
facts.
My music,
facts.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, because you got those that you know your shit,
yeah,
and know the tools to go
know,
to.
Know how I get down, know right. how I record and whatnot, so then we go through it. You know, I could
knock out a couple of tracks.
Yeah,
real
with
easy.
$50 an hour, and I get, let's say I get 3 hours, just 3 hours, 150, I can make 5 songs with a mix too.
Oh yeah, that's some
with
real
my homie Mars, like with my homie Mars, like with a mix too,
word.
Like on everything. So like, cause he know how I record, he know how. You know, I don't gotta be like, hey, bro, all right, so now we gon', all right, so we can do this now.
Can you tweet? Yeah, you put this in.
Yeah, we ain't gotta do all that. Once I stop and he be like, I be like, all right, I already know where he gonna put me at. He know, all right, so we on the ad lib track, so we gotta do that, you know.
Boom, boom,
well,
yeah.
Shout out to Mars.
Yeah, shout out to
definitely
Mars.
Shout out to Mars.
That's my dog.
So did you? So you was doing music, started off in Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What made you want to? Again, take that music side and then hop into Chicago. Was it a certain reason that Chicago was the reason you moved to? Like, why you ain't come down to H-Town first? Is there like a connection or something lined up down there in Chi-Town?
Alright, so nah, like I ain't really got no family in Chicago. It's just I was young, and you know how they got the Boys and Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got some in Louisville. We got some shit called the Cabbage Patch,
uh-huh.
And like when I was younger,
that was something you wanted to go to.
Nah, I mean, I'm just I. So that's what the building
was
called.
That was the safe place. That was the safe place for the kids.
It was
Boys and Girls Club for the kids, man.
Alright, so I'm explaining for you. I got you. I'm explaining real
Come
quick.
Come on, I'm listening.
Cabbage Patch was like the name of the building. It was like the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
So then you feel me? You know, you got the pool table. You had the full court basketball. You know, you had little centers where you can get on a computer. It was like a little spot, you know, like after school and whatnot. But they would then in the summertime they'll take you on trips, like Gatlinburg, Chicago, all type of shit.
Don't
so
tell me you got left in Chicago.
Nah, I didn't get left. They took me to Chicago, and I fell in love with Chicago because it was just big. So that's where I always wanted to be at after that. So, like, that led me to going to college in Chicago. So then I started going to college in Chicago.
Nobody.
And then when I came back to Louisville from Chicago, I kept shooting back up to Chicago, like, on for the music. Yeah, like, I
like
was always
with Chicago.
Yeah, I fuck with Chicago, like if I was from her, you know. But I'm from Louisville, but I was always constantly going up her.
So, fucks with the pizza out there then.
Man, the pizza, I fuck with a lot
the
of stuff.
The bodegas, you know a couple of bodega spots that got some good gyros, good gyros and shit.
Man,
yup. When I go to Chicago, I know who to hit up.
Yup.
That's for
I
sure,
got you.
For sure.
I got
y'all,
you.
Yeah, y'all know my thing. I do not discriminate. Understand? Do you?
Wait, what?
No, I'm just playing.
That's a sandwich.
No, it's okay. No, it's okay.
You thought, wait a minute.
What? Are you vegan or something?
No.
What you discriminating against?
It's okay, go ahead. Okay. Okay. The sandwiches. Okay, I'm
the
sorry,
sandwiches.
Go ahead.
Hey, don't get on the sandwiches, bro. Don't get on the sandwiches. Let's get go back ahead. On this video. She getting on me.
Nothing,
because
I was
going to
hit him with
bro.
Something else. But it's okay. Go ahead.
What the fuck?
No, it's okay. It's okay. Go ahead.
So, you had some shit. You love Chicago. That's why you ain't come to Houston. Bro, Houston, as you can see, is Houston. What so far? I know you gave three things. What so far else have you came in connection with H-Town?
Man, the love, man. Y'all show me so much love down here. Like, make me want to come and move down here. Like, for real. Like,
man.
There's so much love everywhere.
You got, what, over 3,000 people moving here? What, 300 people moving here a day or something?
Damn.
Daily. over 300 some people moving a day here.
I can honestly say, like, everywhere
else. Rent is too damn high.
For real?
Man, rent is going up on motherfuckers. They know motherfuckers coming down here. So, pulling up shit, paying down shit, and say, ooh, jack up the rent.
Damn.
He used to, come on, right? Come on. Council women, council men, we need your help because the rent is too damn high.
Maybe you could tell the people you knew, you know, shit. Just tell them something.
Damn, they trying to give us Chicago style rent. We ain't New Yorkers.
Hey, that's what I was about to say. We in the Chicago, side. Chicago high in the motherfucker too now. Like,
and they trying to give what motherfucker one bedroom for $1,100 type shit.
Mm, it's worth down here in Houston.
Ooh, ain't even a house.
That's what I'm in.
What the
that
fuck?
Is exactly what I'm in.
In Chicago, you. It's like it, but it'll be like $1,600-$1,800 for that one bedroom.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, it's wild.
God damn.
It's wild.
So tell us about your latest project.
My latest project. I could tell you about the one that's coming up.
First of all, wait, before I even get into that, bro.
Why you ain't like you this?
You out here. You out here.
Every time.
Which one of y'all is editing this video?
That's gonna be in there.
Finally, say you've been holding out too long.
Nah, I was gonna light it, but every time I was about to light it, it was a question. Alright, so I answered the question. But
I mean, you could have done you.
I'm being respectful. Now you. He said, I'm gonna give a break. I'm gonna light this motherfucker. Shit. Take the break. I don't take the break. Light this motherfucker. Alright, I'm ready. I got you.
All right, we back.
Sorry. Okay, wait. Woo. Okay, yeah, we back. I'm sorry. Whew. All right, my question was, oh, that's what I had cut you off for. I see, so you out here touring this shit, though.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a promo run.
Really got dates, you know, lined up. Yeah. And a lot of niggas that's here dating.
Ain't even moving like that,
man. Yeah.
I am.
Every day I've been down here, I've been doing something.
That's what's like,
If y'all niggas don't learn one thing,
learn this. This nigga don't even live here. And I'm talking about he got dates back to back all week.
And you performed in front of, at a showcase in front of, the TSF, Miss Megan family and shit. Oh, yeah. He's making moves, man. All the way from Chi-Town. Again, people in H-Town won't even find the time to invest in themselves.
Right.
You know, so one thing, shout out, Miss Meg.
Definitely shout out, Miss
Meg. With your investment in yourself, shout out to investing in yourself, man. Hey. Got to.
That's free game right there. Invest in yourself. It's so simple.
Shout out, Free Game Productions.
It's so simple. Ain't no trick behind this. It's about investing in yourself, cause money talk.
So what next? Where's the next stop after Houston?
Chicago. I'm gonna do a Chicago run, and then after that, it may be Detroit, or it may be Atlanta. I don't know for sure.
Okay, so wait, cause I see. Well, at least on the flyer, your last stop is Loud Fest.
Well, it was, but the dates got changed.
Oh.
Like, I was supposed to do that today and tomorrow, but the dates got changed to December.
Oh. Yeah.
So before you leave, you got anything else lined up in H-Town?
I might have something lined up tomorrow, but today, I might be performing today. I might be performing tonight.
Okay. What part of time? Yet, oh, you don't know.
I don't even know yet.
We're gonna keep that on the low. Stay tuned for the goddamn drop on the gram.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this behind the scenes real quick, cause he may have a goddamn show today.
Real best real.
Okay, so you said, you know, you might tomorrow. What's stopping you from that might? Because
I might fly back out to Chicago, or I might stay extra day.
I mean, okay, so if you stay an extra day, I'm just going to say this, you know, you should just go ahead and tap in with Free Game Productions and get on the show list for tomorrow.
The show list for tomorrow? Y'all having a show tomorrow?
That's what I do.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. At the Habibi, though.
Sunday,
like it's moving around.
It's gonna be real cool.
Don't go to me.
It's moving around. So when you're in Houston, what part of town are you in? Are you on the south, north, east?
Man, I've been everywhere. I've been on the southeast. I've been on the north. I've been downtown. I've been in Katy.
Actually moving around.
Sugar Land. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
I've been in Missouri City. Okay. I've been in, Richmond? Not the street, but Richmond.
Yeah, Richmond. Richmond.
Yeah. I've been on Richmond Avenue, too. I've been at the gallery. But I know a little bit. You know, I've been everywhere.
That's some good shit, man. Yeah. As long as you steady tapping in and moving around, networking everywhere you go.
That's crazy, because I live here, bro, and I still be like, bro, I do not know where. I swear, IGP is everywhere.
IGP,
where you at?
Yep.
I don't know.
GPS in everywhere. If it wasn't for GPS, I wouldn't know nothing.
Man, fucked up part about Houston is that traffic, though. Anytime that traffic, you get in that hole at the wrong time.
Definitely.
I just experienced that traffic about 2 days ago. Man, that's crazy.
How long was you sitting?
Man, that's crazy.
Your destination normally 10 minutes away, but you 45 minutes to get there type shit.
Man, look, this is no lie. This happened yesterday. I was 3 minutes away from Walmart, from the GPS, 3 minutes away. It took me 12 minutes to get there.
God,
I'm like, woo. Nah, man, I can't do
I might as well walk. Fuck this shit.
I'm like, ain't no streetway, ain't no nothing. Gotta
you definitely got to learn how to finesse the exits, though, because, I mean, if you don't learn that, then
just
be prepared to be cut off every time.
I was doing the cutting off. I was bullying. I had to get
accustomed to it.
Hold on, man. I ain't going to keep me in this lane. This lane ain't moving. I got to get over there.
So I know why you're in that traffic, you jamming your shit, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let them know one more time, what's that new shit?
That new shit is going to be the deal without the deal. Like, I'm just going to have, like, a few songs. It's going to be more than a few songs of me rapping on other niggas' beats. It's going to be remixes, and they're going to be way better than the original songs.
Okay.
You know, no diss to them rappers, but they're going to be way better than them original songs.
So, was this a reference to maybe just one track, or do you consider yourself, I would say, I don't want to say on the level, but as a mainstream artist, Wayne?
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Okay. I'm actually doing that. That's what the deal with that deal is. It's like a drought.
Okay.
So he was saying. Nah, but
you was like, referencing out there. Yeah,
what
I know.
All these remixes.
Yeah,
I'm about to drop. So you hopping on that shit, killing shit, fire.
Yeah, like the droughts and like the no ceilings, man. Like, so that's why I said a deal without a deal. It might be a volume 2. It might be a volume 3. I don't know, but
how many songs you looking to put on it?
About 10, 11, about 11,
give them a couple bars off the top real quick, one of them.
Oh, y'all like doing that, don't you?
Everywhere we go.
So I know you got one locked up in store.
Oh, locked one up in store. Let's see what I got. What I got for him. All right. So acapella, I don't, you know.
I mean, you want to go?
Say less.
Bitches, all I want for me. And
Oh, man.
Plug me in, DJ. Hey, plug me in.
Nah. I got a little bit of something. I'm high though, but check me out though. It ain't no excuse.
Exclusive.
Exclusive shit.
I bet. Listen, I'm on the block tough, trying to get my knots up. Cops watch us and these spam block how they pop up. I'm in the game like I created a player. Mm. But while I'm still in the game, I never ask for no favors. Lying bitches and fuck niggas, that ain't my flavor. I'm all about beef, no size like a taper. The game, I a raper. Yeah, nigga, statutory. The lames that claim they bang ain't in my category. Mm. You don't like what I'm saying? Then bitch, fast forward me. Press stop or pause or shit, just ignore me.
Yo.
Hold up. That's up to your own risk. Fuck having a mentor, ho. I'm on my own shit.
Yeah.
Me and real niggas get along quick. Fake niggas ain't my type like a strong bitch. I be doing me and be handling mines. On the grind full time with corrupted minds. Hating's a citation. A life costing fine. You can run, but these bullets are catching.
Bitch,
make sure you tag them.
The bullets.
We don't want no problems.
Catch up my hands, ho! Hell
yeah.
He's 29 in this game, man.
Yeah.
How many projects have you already put out, like projects that people could find you on your Spotify and your
I got singles out. I don't got project on Spotify, Apple Music. I got
What's Poppin' Remix.
See, that's coming out. Yeah,
it's
coming out. I'm coming out with that. The remixes.
Met Gallery me.
Yeah.
They're going to be the one that's coming out on the deal.
Man, what's popping?
We're going to get all
move to the Shy Got Locked in. Shout out, Jack, you rock this. Now I'm about to turn this to my shit.
It's loose.
Yeah.
You heard it.
But
you heard it, yeah.
Yeah, I got the singles I got out. Because I got three singles out instead of the projects. I got three singles. One's called Sad. The other one's called Ain't the Same. And then the third one is called Gilbert Arenas.
We can find all of that right now.
Right now.
Is Sad more so personal?
Nah, Sad ain't even, you wouldn't even, Sad is a different, look.
Is it, okay.
My choice of women that I chose was Sad.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And then their actions showed me that they were sad. So I was basically talking about they ass, and the song called Sad. But yeah.
Some sad asses.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
So if a person was to look you up under the goddamn Apple, Spotify, what they to type in?
Real Deal Lock, everything spelled correctly.
Real Deal Lock.
Yeah.
And they click on that top right there.
Boom, right
and
there.
And they hit add on every single one of them. And download it, right?
Yeah. Oh, I did forget about that. Look, I do got a project on Apple Music, Spotify, and everything. It's our project, but I don't look at it like it's my project. I feel like it's my nigga project. But I do got a project out called Five with my nigga Ceno Fresh. Yeah, that's you could look at everything on that motherfucker heat too. Every song, me and him, Ignite. But I got them three singles, Ain't the Same, Gilbert Arenas, and Sad, and the album Five. Y'all go check it out. It's everywhere on YouTube, all that.
So what genre would you put yourself under? Cause I don't want to just out there just label you.
I say hip hop and rap. And I say R&B too. Shit, I could do some R&B too. Yep.
Okay.
Hip hop and R&B.
You have some R&B out already now.
Yeah.
So Sad, the R&B one.
Nope. Sad is not the R&B one.
I thought a bitch that broke my heart. She was sorry, sad ass.
Now look, I'm gonna sing a little bit. I'm gonna sing a little bit of lyrics for Sad, and then y'all know. Well, you already know, because when I start saying it. But these bitches sad, and I got these bitches mad. Yeah, these little bitches mad.
Hmm.
You basic, yeah, you trash. I do not want your little ass. I do not want your little ass. These hoes are sad. So now you know it ain't nothing about being it's sad or nothing. You feel what I'm saying? So
these hoes is sad.
You know,
house party tonight. They playing these hoes is sad.
But the R&B song that I got is called Gilbert Arenas, which is out on Apple Music, Spotify, you know.
Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, I talk about this chick that, you know, I do feel like I got a bad choice of pick of women, but I did have one that was a good one, and I made a song about that. But I called it Gilbert Arenas, like, you feel me? Because, like, Gilbert Arenas, no disrespect to Gilbert Arenas, because that was like, hey, he was cold on that court, but he wore the number zero. So I'm like, shit, let me be your Tracy McGrady. And the Tracy McGrady wore number one. So I'm like, let me be your Tracy McGrady instead of your Gilbert Arenas, you feel me? You know, I'm your hero instead of your Gilbert Arenas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Not poetic with that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, is she still around?
I mean, you know, I'm trying, but that shit ain't working.
That shit lost though nowadays. Nowadays, just people.
Yeah, she like, nah, nigga, nah, it's dead, nigga, nah, it ain't no damn niggas a rap. I don't give a damn if you on your knees and crying on. I don't give a damn if you got R. Kelly on the song with you, nigga, nah, it's rap. It's a rap. Thanks for the song, though. It was cool and all. Talking about me, yeah, but nah, it's a rap.
Understand.
And I can't blame her, though. I can't blame her. I was fucked up.
Okay, I mean, at least you know it was. You know,
yeah, I was fucked. I was young, though. You know, I was trying to be on some silly shit, but yeah.
Now, being older in it, what are three things that you would tell a younger person that's in the game that's trying to come up in music? Some things that they can avoid, or some things that they can do to get to the next level.
Do it yourself. Don't take everything personal. Mm-hmm. And do it yourself. You don't need. Well, I'm gonna say it like it. Do it yourself. Don't take everything personal. And do it yourself.
He said it again.
I ain't gonna lie for real. Like, cause I mean. You know, when I say do it yourself, I mean get your own team.
Right.
Don't be going to these labels and expecting these labels to get you a team, because you'll get raped. You feel me? Like, it'd be so many hands in your bank account. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to know what happened. You're going to be like, yeah, I got 300 bands. And then you're going to look and be like, damn, I only got 75. Man, what's going on? All I bought was a watch. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so that's what I mean by do it yourself. Like, get your own team that you could trust.
Definitely,
but yeah.
That's right.
And you have that.
Yeah. I appreciate my niggas that be with me, man. My team, man. Like, they already know.
So your day one.
Yep. Real deal.
Shout out to the team, then.
Hey, ain't nothing to do but grow and expand from here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, shit. We looking forward to the mixtape dropping.
Yep, I ain't got no date yet, but it's going to drop this year.
Okay, this year.
Mm-hmm.
We still.
Look, I'm like,
I see he looked at his watch. I'll be more specific. I ain't got no date yet, but it's going to drop before October.
No rush.
It's going to drop before October.
It's 4 months in this year, so, I mean, you still got 4 months for the year, bro. So.
Hey.
Now, unless you want to be exclusive and make a
commitment.
A commitment right here.
Nah, because, I mean, look.
Because you making 5 songs in, what, 3 hours?
Yeah.
So what's holding you?
I mean, because, like.
I just had to do some calculate real fast. Like.
Because, like. It ain't nothing hold me. It's just that mixtape is full of remixes. But I got other projects that I'm working on too. You feel me? That's original songs. You know, so like, cause I got only original music that I got out is singles. Mm-hmm. So after I put this little mixtape out full of remixes, then I'm gonna flood with a whole album or mixtape full of original songs.
Okay.
But just have fun with it still. Because I heard a couple of shit, man. And you having fun with that whole
thing. I'm having fun with it, man. That shit easy, man. That shit easy. I was here. I went to the studio, one of the studios here, Grade A Productions. Shout out to them. And I got 3 hours, and I did 3 songs real quick, real fast.
Shout out to Skrilla over there at Grade A.
Yeah,
yeah.
Shout out to them, man. But yeah.
Man, as long as you tapping in and continue to networking while you're here, man. So we ain't going to hold you too much longer. We're going to let you get that rolled up and, you know, keep that one going for you.
All
right. But shit, we appreciate you tapping in with Exclusive Talk Radio, man.
Let them know, where they can find you at.
Yeah. Man, y'all can find me in Chicago. Nah, real deal still, though. Y'all can find me on all
goddamn stoop.
All social all social medias, Real Deal Lock, at Real Deal Lock, everything spelled right. And y'all can Google me too, Real Deal Lock, and there'll be a lot of content popping up. On YouTube, y'all can search Real Deal Lock, subscribe to me. I appreciate everything, you know. Yeah, for real, like. But yeah, y'all can find me on all that. Y'all can find me on Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play, everywhere, man. Yeah.
I'm tapping in now. We tapping in all the way right now.
Appreciate
okay,
that.
Okay. So before you leave, I just got one thing.
What up?
I'm going to say 3 things, and I want you to tell me whether it's, which one is true.
Okay. I bet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You from Chicago. You have a child. And what's the other one? Damn. Oh, shit, y'all, I'm high. I forgot the other one. I had it. I was going to ask you.
These bitches
I forgot it.
These bitches out here sad.
That's fucked up. That is so fucked up. We could just edit that. Damn.
God damn, Shaya!
I'ma remember that. I'ma have to send it to you. Watch.
Alright. Well, I can answer them too. Nope. I ain't from Chicago. I'm from Louisville, Kentucky. Yep, I do got a child, a stepdaughter. She's my daughter. And the third one. Damn, we forgot the third one.
These bitches sad. These bitches sad.
Yeah.
Or no.
Yeah. These bitches sad. Now, look, now I won't put this out here because, black power. So when I say on that song, these bitches sad, I'm talking about the bitches that I'm talking about in the song. And I don't want nobody thinking about it. I'm talking about the female that's listening to the song. Because I'm talking about the females that in my experience, because
God
it's
damn it,
a story.
If the shoe fucking fits you, God damn it, that song is probably for you, God damn it.
Well, what he said. But he said it.
If a goddamn dog get hit with a rocket and a goddamn pack, that's the one that hurt. Fuck it.
He said it. You know what he said, but he said it. Real deal spill.
Exclusive Talk Radio. She T and the real motherfucking D.
Oh
real
my deal. God, I almost spit on my fucking what the fuck? What the fuck did you say?
I didn't know what he said either. I ain't even gonna lie. That's why I said what he said.
Alright, but yeah, we gonna go ahead and wrap this shit the fuck up. Okay. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Appreciate
y'all.
His team for coming in. You know, shout out to them taking their time out to support. I don't know if y'all had to be here or not, but taking y'all time out to support or whatever.
Man.
Nah, man.
The team
my team is full of people that don't need no team.
Right.
I'm going to just say it. So, like, you know.
And that's authentic right there.
We good.
Okay.
Everybody want to see each other win, man. And that's real shit.
Make sure y'all go follow him. Make sure y'all check out his YouTube. Definitely.
Yep. Instagram, YouTube, Twitter.
Twitter too. Even I be on Twitter. I need to be on it more, but I be on Twitter.
They find you on Facebook because I know they probably tied in Facebook for the old people out there. I be my mama watching. She probably be wanting to tap in.
I be on Facebook.
You ain't gotta give them Facebook.
I be on Facebook too.
Alright, y'all.
Yeah, real deal.
Just type in real deal. Type it in. Alright. You're gonna find it. Type it in Google and shit pop up.
Everything gonna pop up.
Mm-hmm. Alright, again, we appreciate y'all tapping in. Scoop Talk Radio, she and T.
God, this interview was fun, y'all. Definitely appreciate you. This was fun. Thank y'all for tapping in. It's your girl, she's exclusive.
It's your boy Tony Alright.
With she and T. And we are out.